From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Full Moon, Bloody Moon by Lee Driver. Now, let's begin with Full Moon, Bloody Moon. Chapter 1. Monday, October 9, 3:30 a.m. She didn't have time to scream. Lisa felt comfortable jogging the Tri-County Lakeshore Trail. Completed last year, it rambled through three northwest Indiana counties, Lake, Porter, and LaPorte, hugging the southern shores of Lake Michigan. As part of the combined efforts of several towns' tourism bureaus, the Lakeshore Trail succeeded in drawing more sightseers to Indiana beaches, not to mention their gambling boats. The trail was rarely empty, attracting cyclists, inline skaters, joggers, runners, as well as walkers, at all hours of the day. Except when Lisa jogged. Because of her work schedule, she had to fit in her 3-mile jog whenever she could. The air had a bite to it, but she'd worked up a sweat, so her hooded sweatshirt was tied around her waist. Moonlight glistened off the asphalt path, and it was bright enough to see the golden colors of the leaves clinging to the ground. Blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail bounced across her back. Firm muscles pressed against her spandex pants, and there was barely any exertion in Lisa's breathing. The trail darkened as it ducked through a forest preserve just east of Cedar Point. This was the part of the trail she didn't like. The part where shadows darkened, lurked, appeared to move wantonly. Eyes gleamed from under brush as tiny feet scurried. Shadows appeared to move inward, hiding deeper into the underbrush. There were two things that calmed Lisa's fears. One was the 9mm Bursa tucked in the holster at the small of her back. The other was Max, her 3-year-old Doberman, jogging alongside her. "Here comes the fun part." She tightened her grip on the leash. The Doberman remained focused. Small animals, or even deer, were no threat, so he ignored them. He was in just as good of shape as his master, and neither of them sounded or looked out of breath. The smell of wet leaves blended with the musty odor of lake waters and residuals of burning leaves to give the air that Midwestern fall season aroma. This was the time of year when people made their annual trek to the Covered Bridge Festival in southern Indiana to view the best of the fall colors. Although northwest Indiana was no slouch when it came to showing off its finest, vibrant shades. The trail curved inward, cutting deeper into the woods, transforming the outdoor path into a shadowy tunnel. Tree branches swayed overhead, and leaves rustled, as if some of nature's creatures were running to keep up with her. Max made an abrupt stop, practically pulling Lisa's arm out of its socket. His head jerked up, ears back, as he stared at the ceiling of leaves. "What is it?" Lisa followed his gaze, but only saw darkness. The branches were so thick, it blocked out any light from the moon. "Come on." She tugged on his leash and continued her jog. There was a clearing ahead where the path opened up. This was Lisa's turnaround point, her halfway mark. The clearing was bathed in moonlight, and the young woman felt a sense of relief when she saw several tankers beyond the breakwater, as if proof she wasn't alone in the world. She paused several minutes to take a breather and let Max sniff a few posts. There was something in the way the Doberman kept peering back toward the path that made her uneasy. Lisa pulled a small flashlight from her pocket. "Come on, Max, let's go home." The path was bathed in an intense halogen beam. Halfway through the woods, the breeze picked up, rustling the trees, sending another flurry of leaves drifting across the asphalt. The high-intensity beam created long shadows and dark pockets, and her eyes began to play tricks. And so were her ears. She could swear she heard footsteps on the pavement behind her. A low growl rumbled from deep within the Doberman's throat. His entire body turned and skidded as though on ice. The high beam reflected off the pavement, but as far as the beam reached, the path was empty. It took a lot to make Lisa nervous. Seeing Max bare his teeth, hearing his growl intensify,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?